This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris gave a joint news conference on Wednesday, where Harris repeated his country's support.
Only hours after passing through Lviv, I hear of civilians being murdered by Russia, including children. Children likely asleep in their beds in the early hours of the morning, murdered when evil comes to Ukraine. And Mr. President, we in Ireland will never, ever fail to call that out. We'll never, ever, ever live in a world where that becomes normalized.
A Russian drone and missile attack early on Wednesday killed 7 people, including 4 members of the same family, in the western Ukrainian city of Lviv, local officials said. Prime Minister Keir Starmer defended the United Kingdom's decision to suspend some arms sales to Israel during the Prime Minister's questions on Wednesday. His foreign minister, David Lammy, had said the move to limit the licenses Britain gives for arms exports to Israel was because there was a risk such equipment might be used to commit serious violations of international humanitarian law.
This is a serious issue. We either comply with international law or we don't. And we only have strength in our arguments because we comply with international law. I appreciate the party opposite didn't think that international law mattered, and that's why we got into that difficulty. More than
happened.
Hundreds of Israeli forces have for more than a week carried out the deadliest operation in the occupied West Bank since the war in Gaza began. Their focus has been the Jenin refugee camp, a bastion of Palestinian militancy that has grown more fervent since the Hamas attack on Israel that launched the war on October 7th. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Standing together with the members of the Grenfell United, a group representing some of the victims of the fire, Natasha Elcock said,
"Today, we send a message to Keir Starmer and his government. This country has been failed by governments of all political persuasions. Our expectation is your government will break old habits and implement all the recommendations made by Sir Martin Borbix Retort without further delay, because the time to address this is already 3 decades too late."
A public inquiry into the devastating 2017 London Grenfell Tower blaze on Wednesday blamed the disaster on failings by the government, construction industry, and the firms involved in fitting the exterior with flammable cladding. 72 people died when the fire ripped through the 23-story social housing block in one of the richest areas of West London during the early hours of June 14, 2017. A former New York governor's aide has been arrested and accused of secretly working for China. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Linda Sun, a former aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul, was charged with secretly acting as an agent of the Chinese government in exchange for millions of dollars in compensation and gifts. Both Sun and her husband, Chris Hu, were arrested Tuesday morning. Each pleaded not guilty to the criminal charges. Federal prosecutors in Brooklyn said that while working in state government, Sun blocked representatives of the Taiwanese government from meeting with officials and sought to arrange for a high-level New York State official to visit China. In exchange, Chinese government representatives allegedly arranged for millions of dollars in transactions for Sun's husband, who had business activities in China.
Freddie Joyner from Reuters. In Asia, the Pope is urging Indonesia to live up to the promise of harmony in diversity and to fight extremism. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports that Pope Francis has embarked on an 11-day four-nation trip through tropical Southeast Asia and Oceania that will test his stamina and health.
Pope Francis has a packed first full day in Indonesia, meeting with President Widodo and the country's Catholic clergy and religious nuns. Catholics make up just 3% of Indonesia's population, but the country has long been a key source of religious vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Seminarians here are growing. The number is growing, whereas in the rest of the world, it is shrinking.
Nicole Winfield for the AP. A Turkish drone strike killed 3 people in northern Iraq on Wednesday, Iraqi Kurdish security sources and a local official said. The sources said a vehicle was set on fire after a drone attack and 3 passengers were killed near Iraq's northern province. The identities of the casualties were not immediately clear, said the sources. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.